Hi, this is Vanessa Cárdenas from the Center for American Progress. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Today, we'll be talking about the Affordable Care Act and how it benefits small businesses, particularly those that are owned by communities of color. And joining me today, we have Isabel Pereira from our healthcare team. Hi, Isabel.
Hi, Vanessa.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Isabel, you just wrote a report about how the ACA benefits small businesses. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the findings of the report?
Sure. So this report has told us a lot about the strength of minority-owned businesses in the U.S. We know that there's about 5.8 million minority-owned businesses, and they're all challenged by healthcare costs and often by health disparities. As racial and ethnic minorities, these employers, employees, and their families experience significant health disparities, which are aggravated when they can't access affordable healthcare coverage. So many small employers are unable to access coverage for themselves or their employees. And this is mostly because insurers consider these employers small groups or small businesses that aren't as likely as large groups to spread risk, large groups being large employers. Small businesses are often considered high-risk groups, so insurers charge them very high costs. And these high costs keep many small employers from offering health benefits. So to put this in perspective, we can consider that 99% of large businesses offer healthcare coverage, but only 59% of micro businesses, businesses between 3 and 10 employees, offer coverage.
That's a huge difference.
Yeah, it's nearly a 40% difference in offer rates. So when, you know, small business employees do obtain health coverage through their employers, they tend to have less generous plans than employees at large businesses. So for racial ethnic minorities, owning or working at a small business makes them especially vulnerable to uninsurance and the disparities that can result from it. The problem is widespread. We know that, for example, 2 out of every 3 Korean Americans work in small businesses, but only 49% have employer healthcare coverage. And so the law is really actively seeking to improve small employer offer rates and close the disparities gap. Tax credits and the health insurance exchange are going to facilitate universal coverage. So minority entrepreneurs and their employees really have some great opportunities ahead.
Those are really important facts to know, especially for those that own small businesses. And what benefits are currently available for small business owners?
Yeah, so right away, small business owners can take advantage of tax credits. These go up to 35% for small businesses and 25% for nonprofits. So what this credit does is it lowers the cost of insurance for struggling minority entrepreneurs, as it's directed at businesses with fewer than 25 employees and average annual wages below $50,000. In 2014, these tax credits are going to be even more generous. We're talking 50% for small businesses and 35% for nonprofits. These credits are actually some of the most generous that these employers have received in a long time. I've even heard some people call them free money.
Wow. And who's not up for that?
Yeah, absolutely.
And what about the self-employed, Isabel? I mean, there's a huge sector of people that are self-employed, for example, freelancers or, you know, nannies,
housekeepers.
Yeah. What's up with them?
Yeah, a lot of racial and ethnic minority business owners are actually self-employed. So that's to say they work for themselves. We know that self-employed workers comprise about 78% of small employers. So under the pre-reform system, self-employed workers usually struggle to find affordable health care coverage. Some of them joined an industry association-sponsored health plan. Others sought coverage in the individual market. But for those with pre-existing conditions, high-cost insurance was available. And a lot of individuals in this segment went without insurance coverage altogether. So healthcare reform promotes quality coverage for these workers. Right now, if they're unable to obtain coverage because of a pre-existing condition, they can actually choose to join a high-risk insurance pool, which is available in every single state. So the tax credits and the health insurance exchanges are also available to this group. It's really a pretty good package for self-employed workers.
That's great. And finally, you know, we talk a lot here in the United States about sort of the health disparities that exist among communities of color. How is this going to actually help close those gaps, and how, and what's the role of small business?
That's really a goal of the health law, because the health law does create a support system for both the self-employed and small employers, and certainly provides a lot of opportunities to close the disparities gap. And we think that minority-owned small businesses are going to really play a role in closing the gap. So right now, we know that racial and ethnic minorities are a lot less likely to access employer-sponsored insurance than non-Hispanic whites. So they're going to benefit substantially from the new exchanges. Businesses with fewer than 100 employees are going to be able to shop from a menu of insurance options in the exchange. And each option in the exchange is going to meet a set of cost and benefit criteria, so you know you're getting a good plan. Providing affordable coverage options is really a key goal. So the new market prices will lower administrative costs and attempt to spread the risk between participating individuals and businesses, which in turn is going to lower the overall cost of insurance. And, you know, we think that exchanges are going to be a significant source of health coverage for minority entrepreneurs. You know, researchers project that 1 in 4 exchange participants are actually going to speak a language other than English at home. So, you know, small businesses have a really big role to play. The provisions here are going to reduce the burden of healthcare costs on minority entrepreneurs and incorporate underserved racial and ethnic groups into a more robust health system. It's really a landmark opportunity to close the disparities gap.
That's great. And we, of course, we all support that. That's really awesome. Thank you, Isabel. And if anyone is interested in checking out the report, please visit our website at www.americanprogress.org. And with that, we'll end this podcast today. Thank you, Isabel, for joining me.
Thank you, Vanessa.
And thanks, everybody, for listening to the podcast from the Center for American Progress.